1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Storms are possible today in the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida as the power is still out for hundreds of thousands in Houston after a strong system hit the city Thursday. At least seven people were killed. CBS's Dave Malkoff reports.
Just north of Houston, rounds of extreme weather have slammed the area in recent weeks, and residents there are still shaken up.
All this was someone's house.
Everyone's lives. Just on the street.
As the cleanup continues, officials are urging non-essential workers to stay off the streets and roads and continue to have patience with first responders.
The National Weather Service says four tornadoes touched down in the Pittsburgh area yesterday. Golfer Scottie Scheffler played well at the PGA Championship in Louisville, Kentucky, after he was arrested, charged with assault for allegedly not following police orders at the scene of a fatal accident. Correspondent Danya Backus.
An attorney for Scheffler described it as a misunderstanding and denies the golfer assaulted the officer with his vehicle. Scheffler said in a statement that he was proceeding as directed by officers and that he never intended to disregard any of the instructions. Scheffler eventually teed off after the chaotic morning, shooting a 5-under 66, one stroke better than his Thursday round.
President Biden is in Atlanta this weekend for campaign events and to deliver the commencement address at Morehouse College tomorrow. Some students oppose the speech because of their views on the Israel-Hamas war, but others are embracing the president's visit.
Just having a standing president at your commencement speaking, that's obviously historical.
Former President Donald Trump will address members of the NRA in Texas later today. CBS News Dallas reporter Bo Evans.
Gun supporters will be packed in there. They are expected to be there for President Trump's speech. He is obviously a big draw. Governor Greg Abbott will also be speaking. Organizers for the NRA expect more than 75,000 people to attend, and it's the largest gathering of Second Amendment supporters, according to the NRA.
Trucks carrying aid to Gaza rolled across a new U.S.-built pier, David Martin explains.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says that in addition to the 1,000 soldiers and sailors conducting the mission, a small force of U.S. troops is protecting the causeway anchored to the shore. A Pentagon official says the troops are at the end of the causeway, about 500 yards offshore, and will not violate President Biden's order of no American boots on the ground in Gaza. Further out to sea, an American destroyer is standing by, ready to shoot down any incoming rockets or missiles.
This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. This is another edition that we have every week, same time, same station. You can always find us. You know where we are. Don't lose us. We love having you with us. And we'd like to share with you all kinds of information for adults, for the elderly, for kids, and we'll also talk about dogs today. What can we do about dogs and their anxiety? We all have anxious moments. This whole world is a place that definitely causes anxiety in a lot of people. And we all have those feelings from time to time. But we can get them under control with a variety of principles, healthy, natural principles, and maybe a very excellent supplement for humans and dogs. We'll talk about more of that here this morning. We have always bringing you very interesting topics. I hope they're of value to you. I don't know how many people are listening today, how many people are out there, but we have been told that we have about 30,000 listeners weekly, and we have over 300,000 individuals that follow Terry Talks Nutrition website. So people are looking for ways to be healthy. They're sick and tired of drugs that don't work, but also leave side effects that may require another prescription for the side effects of the first drug. We are a drug-relieving society. Everything wrong should have a drug, right? No. 98% of all of our diseases are caused by lifestyle choices. That means we make our own diseases. And they are primarily based on not having the right nutrients from the food that we are eating. We're not eating a healthy diet that provides all the nutrients, the vitamins and minerals that's required for our healthy body. And when we lack a nutrient or a vitamin or a mineral, there are consequences. We have symptoms that arise from the lack of a nutrient. And then those symptoms can only be treated by a drug. No dietary supplement, no food can be prescribed for a condition, healthy, unhealthy condition. So the drug companies own all of the conditions, control the conditions, and they know they can find a drug to prescribe for those conditions. So you can do so much more for yourself, and maybe we won't conquer all the conditions. It depends on how serious you are to relieve these conditions and when you start trying to relieve these conditions. Maybe there's so much damage done that we can't undo all the damage, but we can relieve a lot of the damage. We can relieve a lot of the symptoms associated with a condition. And it doesn't take long. And I don't care how old you are or how bad the condition is. I've seen people with stage 4 colon cancer. And within 4 months, and you know, the stage 4 is when most oncologists will tell the patients there's nothing more to be done, but just put your affairs in order. You have a few months to live. Stage 4. That's the end. But it doesn't have to be the end. I know people in stage 4 colon cancer and other forms of cancer that have turned around their lives and they're absolutely free of cancer after 4 months. But they also changed their diet. They also took a whole array of full spectrum nutrients, vitamins and minerals, and other accessory food factors. They made a concerted, orchestrated effort to be well. And we can be well. I don't care what the condition is. We can be well. There's hope everywhere. Don't lose hope. Get busy and do something about your health. Changing your lifestyle choices go a long, long way in improving the quality of your life. So today we're going to talk about those dogs that have anxiety, like humans, like kids. And then we're also going to talk about the keto diet. I talk often about the keto diet. I follow the keto diet. My diet is primarily protein and fat, good quality fats, and also oils. Olive oil is my primary fat, but I use butter as well, and I do have meat fats, and I have a lot of other quality fats and high quality protein, but very, very little carbohydrates. So probably about 10% of the carbohydrates, about 65 to 70%, well, maybe not that high, 30 to 40% protein, and about 65 to 70% fats. Oh, people are going to say, no, I'm overweight. I'm not going to eat fat. I'll get fat. No, you don't. You don't get fat on fats. Actually, it stabilizes your diet, stabilizes your appetite. It balances what you eat. Carbohydrates, and primarily the carbohydrates that are consumed in America, are refined and processed. So that means all the good nutrients, the vitamins and minerals, are taken out. And you just have white flour. Everything is made with white flour. Oh, but they say it's reinforced with vitamins and minerals. So they add more vitamins and minerals. Okay, then why did they take them out? Why did they refine and process whole grains to flour, white flour, that has no known nutrient, and then they have to add them back? It doesn't make any sense, right? So all the cakes, pies, breads, pastas, all those carbohydrates are refined and processed, and they turn to fat. Because if we don't burn the carbohydrates for energy, the body stores them for an emergency or when they may be needed. But there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of stored fat. That means they're way overweight or grossly overweight. And it's all come from carbohydrates. So my diet is a low-carb diet, high in protein, high in fats. And you know what? They found that the keto diet for people can improve any kind of serious mental illness. And we'll describe more about that today. Then we'll take a closer look at the C-reactive protein. It's a marker in our body that determines how much inflammation that we have in our body. And I love Andrographis. It's one of my go-to herbal extracts, with also Pelargonium, which is a South African herb. And the two together can knock out a cold in a couple of days. If you're struggling with a cold and flu, in about 2 days, 50% of the cold and flu will be gone. And in 4 days, about 100% will be gone. And in most cases, cold and flu will hang on for 7 to 10 days. Then we're going to take a closer look at eggs. I love eggs. I probably have at least 4 or 5 eggs a day. They're so nutritious. Such a good quality protein, and no carbohydrates. Don't overcook them. Don't fry them. Poaching is probably the best. I always try to get 3 or 4 poached eggs a day. And I use 2 or 3 in my protein drink, raw. I don't suggest you do that, because the FDA said they could have bacteria, harmful bacteria, in raw food. And you could get really sick. I've been using raw eggs for 25 years or more in my protein drinks. But I get them from a very selected farmer that range feed their chickens. They run them out in the field. They pick at the earth. They eat bugs and grubs and whatever else. They're not caged. and they're fed organic feed. They're healthy. I don't have any concern about eating the raw eggs. I don't suggest that to you unless you take up your own responsibility to do that. Then we're going to talk about also why the eggs have a concern about the cholesterol in the egg. And the connection between chronic pain and an increased risk of dementia. And then what supplements should you take when you go on vacation? Dry mouth. Another annoying condition. But we have an answer. And then you can fight skin cancer. Ah, with olive oil. Olive oil, one of the most nutritious foods in the world. And the stronger tasting, the more spicy, more peppery taste that it leaves in your throat after you swallow the olive oil, gives you a reason to believe that it's very, very high in polyphenols, which are powerful healing substances, compounds, that should be in our food. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, coffee, chocolate, and also olive oil. But olive oil has the best, highest concentration of polyphenols. Very healthy. And then we're going to talk about why drugs destroy the nutrients in our food. Drug-induced nutrient depletion. We deplete vitamins and minerals and other nutrients in our body with drugs. So why does your dog get stressed out? Why does your dog have anxiety? There's a variety of reasons. And probably no two dogs are classed with the same reason. All the dogs are different. I have a dog. I have an Australian Shepherd. She's turning 15 this year. She's my little girl. She is so fantastic. So loving, so sweet. And I can't find any anxiety in her. She's not anxious about anything. She's so well balanced. And I believe it's because of the way I feed her. She gets no table scraps. She gets no grains. She gets the right food. And I make her food every night. Sometimes salmon, chicken, with a little rice. She loves duck. She loves lamb. And she likes scrambled eggs or boiled eggs. She eats all the good things I eat. And she is on a low-carb diet. But some of the stress that your dog experiences, and each dog will experience a different kind of stress. For some, it's riding in the car. And my little girl, Bella, she loves to ride in the car. When I'm off from the office and I have errands to run, she's right by my side. Even if I have to go in someplace for an hour, I've even gone in 2 hours, she just curls up on the front seat and goes to sleep. But she would much rather be with me than being at home. So she does not mind riding in the car. Some do. And this is a very common one, fireworks and thunderstorms. They can't understand why this is happening. Even being groomed causes some dogs to have stress. Going to the veterinarian. I know some people who have cats and dogs, they have to sedate them at home before they go off into the veterinarian to have them do whatever needs to be done. And some do not like staying home alone. They have separation anxiety. Nobody's here. I'm all alone. What's going to happen? And boarding at the kennel causes huge additional stress. And having somebody in your home that they're not accustomed to. My little Bella loves a lot of people. But she can pick people out that she doesn't like. Normally she likes everybody. But sometimes when somebody comes in that's kind of a rough voice or gruff and loud, then she kind of, you know, walks away. Doesn't have anxiety, but just goes into another room. But there are some signs that are associated with an anxious dog. Panting, yawning, pacing, hiding, crawling under the bed, going behind the sofa, barking, destructive behavior. Usually they will chew things up because you left them and they're going to pay, you're going to pay the price. You deserted me. You brought people into the house that bother me. So they have destructive behavior. And they'll urinate or defecate in the house. They're just showing you that they don't like what you just did. So how do you rescue your dog from stress? How do you make them more calm? Well, exercise is one. Just like humans, we both, humans and dogs, both have a hormone called cortisol. C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L, cortisol. And cortisol comes from the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands respond to stress. If you have a very weak adrenal glands, there's two of them, one each that sits on the top of the kidneys. It's about 5 grams, a little gland about 5 grams. And they look like, kind of like a kidney bean, and about that size. But they excrete a huge, powerful combination of hormones. And only about a teaspoon of those hormones per year, but very powerful. And when cortisol levels increase due to stress, that's when the dog experiences the level of stress. And exercise helps reduce the cortisol levels. 30 to 60 minutes of a brisk walk or playing frisbee or playing ball may be especially helpful for dogs, particularly with separation anxiety. They can even feel that you took time with them. They know they're appreciated. They know they're loved. And then they give it back. But there's also a very important plant, a botanical, an herb called Echinacea angustifolia. Now, I think many of you have heard about Echinacea. Echinacea is for cold and flu. And the angustifolia type is the American type. There's others around the world that are not angustifolia, but they all have the same benefit for treating cold and flu. But researchers in Hungary, Budapest, Hungary, were looking for an herb or a combination or compound in herbs that could reduce anxiety and stress and depression. There are two top neuroscientists in Budapest that went through over 300 different herbs and examined them to look for the compounds called alkylamides, A-L-K-A-M-I-D-E-S, alkamides. These are plant compounds. They're in the plant. They're in echinacea. They're extracted out. So if you take echinacea angustifolia by itself for cold and flu, it's not going to reduce your anxiety. Because these compounds called alkamides have to be concentrated, extracted out of the echinacea. And what they do is they trigger receptors in the brain associated with calmness. They calm the mind. Some people use meditation. Some prayer. Some can just lay back in a lazy boy and just have some soft spa music on and feel relaxed. There are a variety of ways to feel relaxed. Some run because it relaxes them. But the alkamides in the echinacea has been very, very effective for reducing depression, anxiety, and stress. In studies, animals that received the alkamides that were extracted from the echinacea angustifolia were calmer and were more able to ignore events that would normally induce stressful behavior. And it works quickly. The effects can be felt within 30 minutes. And no side effects. No significant side effects. And it's a very, very small dosage. The dosage is 20 to 40 milligrams during stress or before a stressful event. If you know you're going to have fireworks in the area, you know that a thunderstorm is going to be moving through the area. Or if you're on the way to the groomer or to the vet, you might want to give 20 milligrams. And you can experiment with it. They're not toxic. They don't have any side effects. But I would start with the smallest dosage possible and experience what the effects are. And then gradually, if you need to, probably will not need to because they are so effective. And within 30 minutes, maybe an hour at the most, even for adults, if you're going to fly, and that just stresses you out, you just freak out when you have to fly. So taking a serving, about 20 or 40 milligrams, an hour before flying, just makes it so much calmer. So this is how we can treat our canine friends as well. Our fur buddies or our fur babies. Very, very effective. Calm your dog down. Don't let them be anxious. It hurts them. Now let's talk about that keto diet I mentioned earlier in the program. The keto diet I follow. And if you need to lose weight on the keto diet, you will know for certain you're going to lose weight. You don't have to try. Don't even think about losing weight. Don't make your portion smaller. Of the food that you're allowed to eat on the keto diet, you can eat as much as you want. And in time, you'll lose your appetite. When you have enough protein and fat in your diet, you feel much more satisfied. Carbohydrates all have to be converted to sugar, plus what sugar you get in other foods spike your sugar level, and then when it crashes, you eat more. And when your cortisol levels are high, you eat more. So when you're under stress and you're eating the wrong kinds of foods, you're going to put on weight really fast. The keto diet, don't even think about, hey, I got to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 100 pounds. You will. So taking it for mental illness is also a big plus. Now, these are some really excellent health effects of the keto diet. The researchers in a study recruited 26 patients with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder and had them follow a low-carb ketogenic diet, about 10% carbs. I hold my carbs down to about 20 to 40 grams of carbs a day, when the average consumption of carbs by most Americans is 400 to 500 grams per day and more. About 30% to 40% protein, 60% fat. And they did this for 4 months. Now, any kind of stress or mental anguish or mental illness will all benefit from the ketogenic diet. So, my friends, I have to pause here. I have to go into a short break for you to hear some commercials and for the station to identify itself, and then I'll be right back. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We talked about how to reduce anxiety in your canine friend in the first half of the program. We're off now to talking about the health effects of the keto diet. So I was beginning to say that the keto diet is about 10% carbs, 30 to 40% protein, good, high quality, 30 to 40% protein, and about 60% fat. Now, subjects that were recruited by researchers, about 26 patients with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, they had them follow the ketogenic diet for 4 months. And if you want more information on the ketogenic diet, go to ketogenicdietresource.com, ketogenicdietresource.com, or go to Diet Doctor, two websites that are very, very helpful in understanding the ketogenic diet. And most cancer patients or very sick patients of any kind of disorder would feel much, much better and heal more faster on a ketogenic diet. If you go to ketogenicdietresource.com, there's much more information on cancer patients following the ketogenic diet. If you go to the Diet Doctor, you're going to find most of them are losing weight, but also gaining health as well. So the subjects, the 26 subjects, continued to take the prescribed medications that they were on for schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, which had many side effects, unfortunately, including insulin resistance and weight gain. Now, the results of this four-month study, 80% of the subjects, patients, that had significant improvement in their psychiatric symptoms with an average severity reduction of over 30%. Their mental disorder was improved by 30%. And this was measured by medical standardized mental illness rating score that many psychiatrists use. Additionally, this is what I was talking about, the subjects who stayed on the diet lost 12% of their body weight and had a 36% reduction in visceral fat deposits. Now, the visceral fat deposits are those fat deposits within your abdominal cavity. They're harming the organs and glands within the abdominal cavity. The pot belly, the beer belly, the bread belly, call it what you want. It's that big belly that sticks out where the belt is not around the waist. It's down around the lower belly. When the study started, 29% of the subjects had at least three of the five markers of metabolic syndrome. Now, this is metabolic syndrome is a group, a cluster of conditions that make up the metabolic syndrome, your metabolism. So those are obesity, high blood pressure, low LDL cholesterol, high blood sugar, and high triglycerides. After 4 months, all of the patients improved dramatically, and zero patients had metabolic syndrome. It does not exist when you're on the ketogenic diet. So you lose weight, your blood pressure comes down, your triglycerides come down, your weight comes down, your blood sugar comes down. All of these things happen because this was the diet that we were meant to eat and not the American diet, the standard American diet, which is also known as SAD, the SAD diet. Now, this is really important because these are the health benefits you can bet you will have when you follow the ketogenic diet. Now let's take a closer look at the C-reactive protein. This is a protein used as a marker in the body. So if you have a high C-reactive protein level, you're going to have some complications in the liver and all other conditions where inflammation causes damage in the body. The C-reactive protein is a protein made in the liver, but can also have an effect on the liver as a destructive force. The C-reactive protein increases when there is inflammation in the body. So if you're highly inflamed for some reason, your C-reactive protein will be high. The doctors can check that marker. And high levels of CRP, or C-reactive protein, have always been associated with everything from increased risk of heart disease, cancer, to more severe infections, like with COVID-19. So the high C-reactive protein is a much more reliable indicator of heart disease and the risk of heart disease than high cholesterol. Don't worry about high cholesterol. You check the C-reactive protein, not cholesterol. Cholesterol is our friend. We need cholesterol in our body. It's healthy. We make all of our hormones. We make vitamin D from cholesterol. And our body makes it naturally in our body. Why would God make us and then put a marker like cholesterol in our bodies if it was bad for us? I take the fact that it's there and it's manufactured under best conditions. We need it. It's critical for our health. But studies have shown that C-reactive protein, high levels of C-reactive protein, triples your risk of heart attacks. So rather than looking at your cholesterol level, have your doctor check the C-reactive protein. Research in menopausal women found that those with the highest C-reactive protein were 4 times more likely to die of heart disease or experience a heart attack or stroke than similar age women with low C-reactive protein levels. Inflammation is not bad for us, but it's bad for us when it's chronic. There's a reason that we make inflammation in our bodies. When you have an injury, whether it's a sprained knee or a twisted ankle, or you slammed your finger in the car door, whatever it might be, there will be inflammation in that area because it's there to heal that damaged area. So why do we have chronic inflammation all the time? Because we are damaging our body all the time. And the most common damage that we experience to cause inflammation is the American diet. Carbohydrates and sugar are pro-inflammatory. That means it makes inflammation. Using vegetable oils, like safflower seed oil, sunflower seed oil, corn oil, soybean oil, all of these oils are very, very high in omega-6 fatty acids. We don't need a lot of omega-6 fatty acids. We need more omega-3 and omega-9, not 6. So 6 causes inflammation. Sugar and carbohydrates cause inflammation. And stress cause inflammation. So if you're eating the typical American diet and you have stress and you smoke and you drink too much, you are causing inflammation all the time. Inflammation goes to that area to try to squash the injured area or to improve it. We need inflammation. It's really our friend as well to heal our bodies. But over time, the inflammation itself causes damage. It's not there for a week or two. In an injury, yes, it's there for a week or two, and then we are healed. Our sprained ankle feels good. Our knee feels good. But when we have chronic inflammation, it's because we are using a stimulant like smoking, like drinking, like sugar, like carbohydrates, like vegetable oils, all cause damage to our body every day. So it has a consequence of having a chronic inflammatory condition in the body. We can't get away from it. So how do we reduce the C-reactive protein? Well, two herbs can successfully reduce the C-reactive protein. Red ginseng and red sage. Both are very, very helpful for reducing the C-reactive protein, reducing inflammation. So researchers analyzed published studies looking at the effects of red ginseng in reducing the C-reactive protein levels in otherwise healthy adults. People who had very high levels of C-reactive protein saw significant, dramatic reductions in their CRP levels. CRP just stands for C-reactive protein. After 1 week of taking red ginseng, many studies have shown that red sage also reduces C-reactive protein levels and protects against heart disease of all kinds. In a recent study, looking at a combination of red sage and red ginseng in patients who had experienced a stroke, more than twice as many people in the placebo group experienced a second stroke versus the red sage group. And the red sage group saw their C-reactive protein levels decrease by 36%. So take a combination of red ginseng and red sage, 100 milligrams of each, 3 or 4 times daily. Very effective for reducing inflammation. And we can have inflammation everywhere. It's not just in our joints. It's just not in arthritis. It's in every condition caused in the body. Inflammation is involved with heart disease, strokes, heart attacks, infection, all these conditions that we are plagued with annually are caused by an excessive level of inflammation. So get your C-reactive protein levels down. And I said before, just with the combination of red ginseng, it lowered it by in 1 week. So there's huge benefits of taking the combination of red sage and red ginseng. The combination together, 100 milligrams of each. Perfect combination. Now, you know I love Andrographis. It is one of the, it's a tune-up for your body. Stops colds and flus. Stops any kind of infection, particularly kidney infection, bladder infection. It actually treats the liver and reduces the liver conditions that are commonly caused by chemicals and drugs. Fatty liver disease, Andrographis. All of these are dramatically increased in the value by taking Andrographis. And now they use it for treating malaria. It's a very powerful cleansing herb. Malaria is a disease caused by a parasite that is spread to humans by mosquitoes. It is very common and is a great concern in the tropical and subtropical countries where mosquitoes flourish. Now, I haven't seen a mosquito in about 3 or 4 months, so it's pretty safe to say that we're not in a country of many mosquitoes. Well, you probably know that I am from Green Bay, Wisconsin. So right now, not many mosquitoes. But there are mosquitoes that can cause fever, chills, and flu-like symptoms. And you wonder why you get sick. Well, you got bit by a mosquito. Treated with anti-malarial drugs, but the parasites that cause malaria is now becoming more resistant to the most commonly used medications. In a new study, patients in Indonesia with mild or moderate malaria who had not been treated recently with anti-malaria drugs were given Andrographis extract, 250 milligrams to 400 milligrams, 3 times daily for 5 days. The treatment was considered successful when no parasites could be detected in the participants' blood samples. So they analyzed the results of this study. Of the 69 patients treated with Andrographis, 65 out of the 69 patients experienced complete clearing of the parasite from their bodies within 14 days. Most saw significant results by day 2 or 3 of the study. Now, you have other parasites in your body as well. Malaria is just one condition caused by a parasite. Many people have no idea why they feel sick all the time. It could be, very well could be a parasite. And no patients taking Andrographis reported any adverse side effects from the start of the treatment until the end of monitoring the treatment on day 28. Andrographis could be an important new treatment in the fight against malaria, very common condition in the tropical and subtropical countries. Should we take a look at eggs? Oh, I love eggs. Eggs are my go-to group of foods that I love when I'm in a hurry. Doesn't take long to poach a couple of eggs, 2 or 3 minutes. Or scramble, very, very low heat. You don't want to use high heat. You denature some of the nutrients. So low, low heat. And I always continuously move them. I use a spatula or a fork, and I constantly am stirring the eggs until they could become firm. And most people do not eat eggs. Why? Oh, it raises your cholesterol. Do you still believe that? No food with cholesterol can raise the cholesterol in your body. Eating cholesterol does not increase your level of cholesterol in the body. And in a recent published study, 140 people at high risk of heart disease, and the average age of these people were 66. They were divided into two groups and followed a high egg diet or a low egg diet for 4 months. Now, group one ate at least 12 eggs per week, cooked any way they chose. I would always be careful of cooking them any way you want, because you can denature eggs like anything else. Frying them or too high of a heat destroys a lot of nutrients. Group two ate 2 or less eggs per week. And the result of this, in the high egg group, actually, total cholesterol went down. As did insulin resistance scores go down. And type 2 diabetes was more manageable, eating eggs. High in protein, about 6 grams of protein per egg. No carbohydrates. Good quality fats. And the researchers said there was no evidence whatsoever that eating eggs did anything harmful for heart health. And in fact, the results showed benefits for heart health. Now, so many doctors still follow the assumption that eggs are bad because they have cholesterol. This has been disputed and proven wrong for a long, long time. It's just hard to kill what they thought was the truth. And they just won't budge. Now, there is a huge connection between chronic pain and memory loss. Is your knee pain going to lead to Alzheimer's disease? Well, according to a new study, researchers have linked chronic pain, specifically knee pain, associated with arthritis, to accelerated brain aging and damage. The researchers compared an MRI scan of people with knee arthritis and healthy people. Using a computerized model that allowed them to calculate a brain aging versus the patient's chronological age, they analyzed the results. The patients with knee arthritis had significantly faster brain aging versus healthy controls that did not have knee arthritis. Accelerated aging was the most noticeable in areas of the brain associated with memory and learning. Why? Well, arthritis is a condition of chronic inflammation. And the researchers theorize that it is a genetic link between joint inflammation and inflammation in the brain causing aging, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease. Do everything you can to reduce the need for arthritis. There's a cause. There's a cause in our body that requires more inflammation to try to heal that cause. That's all it is. Arthritis is not bad. Everything I read, get your inflammation down. Use drugs, use pills. You got to find the cause of why there is a need to have an inflammatory process going on. Inflammation is not bad. It's a healing agent of our body. We need it. If there's damage, that's where the inflammation goes. So we have to get rid of the damage. And the greatest damage that causes inflammation is the American diet. So we want to change our diet to the ketogenic diet, which is an anti-inflammatory diet. Stops inflammation. You will feel, you are probably so, you might be so addicted to the American diet, you may not want to give it up. But I think everybody would want to get rid of their cause of inflammation. Not get rid of inflammation, but get rid of the stimulant, the cause of what causes inflammation to be there as a healing agent. And then inflammation becomes part of that damage because it's chronic. And it should not be there. It's only there for a short period of time. So follow the principles of keeping your knees healthy. There's a formula for healthy knees. 3,000 units of vitamin D3. 1,560 milligrams of curcumin, boswellia, and boron. And vitamin D recently found that men with low vitamin D levels were twice as likely to have arthritis than men with sufficient vitamin D levels. Boron for arthritis, 37% in patients treated with fructoborate and arthritis symptoms decreased by 29%. And curcumin and boswellia has been shown to reduce arthritis pain and increase mobility as effectively as prescription drugs without the adverse effects. My friends, we're all out of time. So before I leave you, please say a prayer for this crazy world. And God bless you, my friends. And God bless this great country, that we come back to our great country once again.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Two, three.
What you doing?
Four, five, six. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.